Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ.
And this week we're returning to talk about Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, finally getting to the end game and ending and all that stuff. If BJ sounds a little funny, we're sorry, but like I mentioned last week, he's having some mic problems, so we're trying to find workarounds for that, but anyway.
So if he sounds really irritating, nothing works right.
So maybe he sounds good. I don't know. Or maybe he sounds like he's talking to me from Mars. We'll know once we're done recording today.
Yeah, we'll see. And, you know, if it sucks, I'm sorry.
That's just like your catchphrase, I think.
It is. That's, if it sucks, I'm going to start telling my bosses that. If it sucks, I'm sorry. See what they do.
Yeah.
I think that'll go over really well.
Yeah, I think it will go over well. Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
What's at stake, right?
Anyway, all right. So Dragon Quest Monsters Endgame. You and I have been talking about this, but we haven't done it on the podcast yet. So we talked about like Dragon's Bait and all that stuff, but it was interesting because the last few dungeons here at the end of DQ Monsters, The Dark Prince, we had very different experiences in those dungeons. Like you said, you had a major problem with the one where, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but where it's like the arrows are pointing and you zig and zag around.
Yeah, that's the one in the one that looks like Midgar. Now it's leaving me on the circle.
Fortitude?
The factory one. Fortitude, yeah. It has like arrows that lead you a certain way, and you have to basically take these. You can only go the directions of the arrows, and they automatically send you down a path. So you have to solve the puzzles by walking through, like, on the right one, and then making sure that the arrows face the right way, and you switch them back and forth, and, you know, that kind of puzzle.
Yeah, like, and it's like they have those in Dragon Quest IV. It's with the Elena chapter, right? It's why
I never have any kind of problems with those in games until this one, and I could not figure out where I needed to go going back and forth, where it just took me forever to get through. And I hate it. Like, I hate that it took me that long. I felt like an idiot. But I finally figured out where I needed to go and got through it. But the fights weren't that bad. It was just the dungeon that I was going through, having trouble figuring out exactly which switches led where. And it turns out that I was what it was. And I felt really stupid afterward. I hadn't run all the way down a hall. And I thought I had seen everything in there. And I couldn't figure out how I was supposed to get, like, there was a point where you have to go, the only way through is, like, between these, like, giant staircases. And I was like, there's no way back there. Like, I'm going to have to get up and drop down. And so I kept looking around and doing it, and it turns out I hadn't gone all the way down one of the side halls to see that there was another passageway that I couldn't see on the mini-map. And so I was able to get through it, but it was entirely user error, but it was frustrating because I thought I had gone and looked around everywhere, but it was because I couldn't see it on the mini-map.
Yeah, it was user error, but I also think maybe it was like you had to pay your dues because you did not get stuck in Dragon's Bait.
You
got really lucky in Dragon's Bait, so this was kind of your comeuppance.
I bragged too much. It was like, no, that wasn't hard at all. Who gets stuck there? Then I got real stuck.
Yeah.
Like for a long time. Like I had to restart it, and then I accidentally, we'll get to the next one too.
Yeah. Like I had, like Dragon's Bait was really hard for me. And then the one that you're talking about right now, like that one, I just breezed through. I thought that one was like just the easiest thing in the world. And then, which is why.
Yeah, it's not hard. That's the thing. Like, looking at the mini-map and everything, I know you and I were texting about this, that looking at the mini-map can pretty much tell you where you need to go and what switches you need to flip.
Yeah.
But if you are me, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
it just took me too long. Just took me far too long to figure out where to go.
Yeah. And then The next one is the one with the water, right? Where you have to get the water flowing all the way down to the end. That one, I've heard quite a few horror stories from that one. That one didn't give me too much problem. I kind of knew early on the general idea behind it, like, and figured out pretty early on, this is kind of what I need to do. And I was just kind of exploring. I spent the first few minutes just kind of exploring, and I made it to the very end, just not really worrying too much about the puzzle. And I got to the end, and when I got to the very end there and saw where like the buttons and stuff were to get the water flowing and everything moving, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this one, I get it. And just ran back really quickly and did it. Like, I didn't really have a hard time with that one either, but you did?
I didn't have a hard time. This was the irritating thing about this dungeon for me. Like, I liked this dungeon. I thought it was really pretty. I liked the way that the puzzles worked. I had two issues with it going through here. And I don't know what the problem was keeping me from being able to get the very last part where you have to, like, adjust the water levels at the very end. I could not figure out how to get the third. You have to, I think, do it three times at the end where everything else had been two. And I could not find the connection to get it to let me get the third water level up to where I could get to the final boss and also get to the place where it was the final switch where I needed to move things around. And so I was like, okay, this is where it needs to be. And I get to the end of it, and I can see that teleporter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to zoom back to the beginning of the dungeon. Yeah, that don't work. when you go back outside the dungeon, it resets everything.
It resets everything. So I had to redo
the dungeon. I mean, I knew what to do. It was much faster this time. I just ran from point to point to point to point, knew how to get through it and everything. But because you have to see the animation every time, it has that loading where it uses the animation to cover up changing the dungeon. And because it had that animation, it took longer than, you know, I wanted it to. But it wasn't hard. It was that I made a boo-boo. And because I was like, I don't want to run back and forth between these three things to be able to get back up there and then reset. And so I zoomed, and then it was like it reset everything. And I was like, well, that was stupid, but it was worth a shot. And so I went through much quicker that time, knowing what to do, got through it no problem. It was just when I was literally at the very end of it and I had to go all the way back to the beginning basically to reset one switch, I was like, oh, I gotta reset these other two to get up there, so I might as well just go back to the beginning since I'm stuck and it's gonna take just as long to, you know, go back and forth, take even longer. Didn't work at all. And so it took me longer on that one, but it wasn't hard. It was just me again.
Yeah.
I think you and I had talked about that, and that's what I couldn't remember. I was like, I think you and I talked about it, zooming out of it back to the beginning, and I couldn't remember if you said everything stayed or everything reset. And
it's when you get... alert. Yeah, no, what we were talking about is the portal. Like, once you get to the end
portal.
You have access to the portal, you can use the portal to go back to the beginning and then leave. Yeah. And then if you come back in, it saves it. But yeah, if you do anything before you get to that portal, it does not.
And it made me sad that time. Like, I thought that I was... Usually, you don't actually have to touch the teleporter to activate it. You just get near it in that area, and it lets you teleport. I thought I was close enough to it to be able to use it, and I was not. So gotcha. I couldn't teleport like I thought I might be able to cheese it. It's almost like they put puzzles in the game for you to solve.
Yeah, almost.
I don't know. Who does that?
I actually really liked that one. Like, I think that might have been my favorite of the, like, end game dungeons.
Yeah, it was really pretty. I loved the aesthetic of it all the way through.
Like, I liked the water mechanic, and it was like there was an element of challenge to it, but it wasn't like I wasn't frustrated the way I was with Dragonspate, but it also didn't feel overly easy the way the Arrowwind did. Where it felt like I really had to sit and think for a minute, but it wasn't like I was having to sit and think a frustrating amount.
Right, yeah, I can see that.
So I really liked that one. Yeah, and then you, but you also had, so, okay, so last week when I did a mini-sode, I was talking about how I was like, about how you and I had different, I didn't spoil anything, but I was talking about how you and I had different experiences here at the very end, and about how my characters were just kind of, I thought maybe were maybe overpowered, but also the right kind, because I had like
They were the
powerful
right
ice
kind,
monsters and
yeah.
healers and stuff. Because you had trouble, first of all, so in the final area, you go around and you have to fight like four mini bosses essentially to
Yep.
like break the barrier. And
And
I didn't think anything of those. Like I went through with them and I was like, oh yeah, these are just kind of glorified trash mobs. Like I had like no issues whatsoever. But you struggled with at least one of them, right?
I had issues with the very first one, Sir Galahad. And it was kind of stupid. I don't know what it was. I just got hit bad. I think after going back through all the rest of them, I just got like smacked wrong in the wrong order more than once, and it killed my healer quickly. And so at that point, I was just, knocked out, couldn't do it. And then when I went back through all the rest of them, I didn't have any kind of problem. My normal group didn't have to go to the like training reserves at the end or anything at all, but it. I finally got through it, like, no problem whatsoever. But it was one of those things, like, when I first got in there, like, it trounced me. And I was like, Austin said these things were super easy. What's going on? Turns out, like, I had just gotten really bad RNG on what the side monsters on Sergula had decided to smash my healer all at once. And because he basically just casts Omni Heal every turn. And then I have a couple of dark. Magic users who Kazamel and Black Breath and like just massive and sometimes Grim Breath and destroy everything very quickly, and it's just the healers Omni heals every turn, and that didn't work one time, two times for Sir Galahad. That it was like everything else, and once I went back to him last, it was like just ate his cookies. He was like, "Hey, I just baked some," and I was like, "Oh, cool, they're mine now," and then punched him in the face and ate his cookies. It was easy at that point.
Yeah, and then we got to Dolph, right? That's the once you get through the mini bosses, you fight good old Dolph, Sorrow's big,
So,
mean, ugly brother. And I know that one was not fun for you.
That one is still where I'm stuck.
Oh,
I
you are.
have
I knew you were
not
still
beat
stuck there.
Dolph.
The other day, I didn't know if you had beaten it or not.
That piece of doo-doo is still beating me. I'm working on ice people because turns out that all of the dark you talked about the ones having the right kinds. I have just been blazing through the game on everything, not worrying about any like fights because of the dark
Because of like
attacks that I
black,
have, the dark
because of like
magic.
black breath and stuff, and like
Yeah, it
Kazamel,
just.
right?
Just eats everything. Like even is it Kazapple, I think, also that my healer has that will sometimes just do lightning damage
Kazapple,
and
probably, yeah.
Zapple, yeah. And it just eats everything and no problems whatsoever. Then I get to Dolph and it's a series of I've had a series of really bad luck on the fights, and I've had a series of not being able to do enough damage to him. I can get his like little harmers that are next to him, but I can't get him because the piece of monster garbage every time, and I don't know if this is like the way it's supposed to be or if it is just my luck, but every time within like four turns maybe, he frenzies, which means that even though since he already gets two attacks, he gets four attacks on me before I can respond, which means I can't heal between. And so my team just gets decimated.
Yeah, I can't remember now. I mean, it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
We're approaching what, 2 months, I guess, since I've beaten this game, so
Yeah.
it's been a little while. But yeah, I can't remember. I don't like I really didn't like I do think he's the hardest fight. Like you go through the Dolph stuff and then you have to go fight your dad.
Right.
Spoiler, I feel like that's not a spoiler. Everybody kind of knows where the story's headed at that point.
That's where it's going, yeah.
And you go through the dad's two phases and everything, and I thought that was easier than the Dolph fight. But I still didn't really have trouble with Dolph. But I think, like, the problem is that, so for those of you who haven't gotten to this part yet, but you're not concerned about spoilers, so you're listening to this anyway. Some background info here is that, so the last few bosses here aren't, they don't absorb it, but they're not really weak to like Black Breath and Kazamhul and these, like, if you have some really powerful dark attacks that you've been relying on, which you pretty much can throughout the entirety of the game. But when you get to them, that's not the case, but they're all pretty weak to ice. And so if you can invest in a good ice character at that point, then it's well worth it. My advice would be Crystalinda, because she's not too hard of an A rank to attain, especially if you wait and get her when B ranks are more common, but even before then you can get her pretty easily. And she is just this super OP ice caster. And that would be kind of my advice. If you have Crystalinda in your party, you probably won't have trouble with the end fights. But also, I think that having a solid healer really accounts for a lot. Like, I had a King Cure Slime that stayed in my party for the last little bit there of the main story. And so between like Omni Heal and just different multi heal and things like that the King Cure Slime could throw out. Like all of those stats, I think can really matter. What is your you ha We haven't actually talked about this. What is your party, by the way, like for this?
Right now, it's a I can't remember the name of the slime because I named it Flufferbutt, and it's one of the yellow, like, giant wing slimes that's
Okay.
a healer. And so it's fantastic. Like, it probably needs more hit points. I need to actually get a higher rank with higher hit points. But in terms of, like, getting me to this point, it's never even gotten really low until this point. And I've got a Shadow Slime, a Dragon Lord, and a Dread Dragon in my party. So, like, I went all in on the dark.
Yeah, so it's probably just not enough variety. You've got like a lot of dra you've got two dragons and two slimes.
So it just I didn't prioritize in terms of actual, like, strategy for the end of it, because I didn't think I actually needed to, based on everything else the game had thrown at me. Even in the Colosseums and Molosseums, I never had any kind of issue with this.
Yeah, and it probably didn't help that I was like, oh yeah, man, it's a breeze. Don't worry about
Yeah, so I was
it.
like, I'm not going to worry about it. So I've just been synthesizing things, right,
Yeah.
and getting new higher level monsters, filling out the Monsterpedia, trying to work toward A and X ranks, and now it's kicking me in the booty.
Yeah.
But I'll eventually beat it, because I'm going to go back and get Crystalinda and at least get more ice attacks and to go through it and beat it. It's just every time I've done it, every time I've gone back to play, it hasn't happened. I've gotten my butt beat by Dolph, so my Switch is actually dead right now because it was dying the last time Dolph killed me, and I would just put it down.
Yeah,
But
I think.
I'm gonna beat this one. This isn't one that I'm gonna, like, abandon or anything. It's just because I still really like the game. I like getting the monsters and everything. I just honestly could not beat this boss without going back. And that's one of my big JRPG pet peeves, is getting stuck because I haven't leveled up enough. And even though I've leveled up enough, I haven't paid attention to, like, the elemental and monster types.
Yeah, I think my advice too would be to like get rid of two slimes in your party and go for one, but also like invest in, if you have a dark slime already, like you can pretty easily synthesize like a dark king slime, and then up from there you can do like Joker king slime, which are white ones. They look the same. And like, because I
I've
actually
gone through and
defaulted.
synthesized those away.
Yeah, I actually have defaulted to having, I had those as my healers running through a
Oh,
lot of the
okay.
game, because the big fat slimes, like, they can absorb a lot of damage and they have high health. And so if you put them as a healer, even if their magic isn't necessarily the best, but you can sense stuff to have like the stats, so that they're better at curing and have better magic and everything.
Right.
And then but they can absorb a lot better, and then from there, like, it's pretty easy from there to get a King Cure Slime. And I thought King Kjerslime, I really liked. I had that one up through the main story, and then you can actually, I ended up synthesizing it eventually in post game to get, I can't remember the name of it. It's like a shogun, shogun. But anyway,
Yep,
it's like a cure.
Shogum, yeah.
But there's a few different ones in the game, and this one
Right.
is it's a healer. It's like a cure slime, but with a guy with, the two swords and stuff on it. And
Okay.
and I went up for, I went from my King Cure Slime up to that, I believe, and kept that as my healer, I think, through the end of it. For beating the actual just main story portions of the game, on my team, it was the King Cure Slime, and it was a Ronin Raccoon, which is an A rank monster that is complete trash, by the way. I don't know, like, I was of all the A ranks and stuff that I've played, and I really tested out a lot of them over the course of this game.
Right, yeah.
Ronin Raccoon, I was so disappointed in. I really wanted to get him because he looked cool and he was like new to this game, and I got him and he just like died a lot, and I was like, man, this guy kind of sucks. But I was also trying to get Goresby Purvis from DQ9, and so
Right.
you the synth chain to get Goresby Purvis is up through there, and so I left that one in my party and was trying to get him buffed up, and he did get a little bit better, and I kept him on too because the Ronin Raccoon that I had at least was very good with electric attacks, and there's a few in-game monsters that are and bosses that are weak to electric, so it kind of helped me out there. But anyway, I wouldn't, unless I just, because once I synthed him to Goresby Purvis, like, he was fine. Like, I don't know. It was just specifically Ronin Raccoon, which made me feel like maybe he was the terrible one, but maybe it was something I did. Who knows? So I had them, and then I had the big, I had a big, like, absorbing Triceratops looking one. It's the C rank. I can't remember what it's called, but
Yeah.
it was like a C rank of all things, and I just kept it in my party because there were a few different times where I would get in a fight and something would go wrong, kind of like you were talking about, where like an enemy would get frenzied and get to use multiple turns or what have you, or maybe my healer would get hit extra hard and go down, so I had to go a turn without, healing people. And that little C rank Triceratops just could like take a punch, and it also had the spikes on it, so if something attacked it, it would take damage and stuff. And I just kept it in my party, even though it wasn't very good compared to the other monsters in my party, quote unquote good, because it was just this little kind of really throwaway like C rank monster. But it just, seriously, every time I almost had a full party wipe, there were multiple times that this one little monster would be the last one standing, and he would be able to take down the boss or whatever I was fighting, just no problem. And I was like, okay, yeah, this you deserve to stay in my party then. Like, I'm gonna keep you here because you're the only reason I've progressed. So I just kept him up, and then by the time he was like level 50, 55, whatever, it was just like one of those situations where he had been in my party so long that if I replaced him with anything, it was gonna take a lot longer to get that new monster synthed up and like leveled up. That it just wasn't worth the trouble yet, and I wanted to go ahead and get through the story. So,
That's kind of the way I felt about it's a C rank slime that I'm using as the healer, where it's maxed out on all of its talents, and it's just collecting more. But it's like it's a workhorse. And so while I'm doing it, it's like, well, while I'm going through, it's like you are literally no problem, and you're keeping everything else alive so well that it's like it never runs out of MP, nothing. And then I get to Dolph, and he's like, you know what I'm gonna beat? I'm gonna beat that one to death first every time. And I'm like, oh, Dolph, why are you doing that? And he's like, oh no, shrugs, and then beats it to death again. And so I just don't know. Like, it is a combination of bad luck on him dying, on that particular C rank dying, which is why I need to get one of the King Slimes to actually go through and just absorb those hits. Because with it being a C rank, that's why I think it is keeping on dying even when it gets targeted like that.
Very possibly. Since this is probably our final episode on DQ Monsters of the Dark Prince, I'm sure we'll be bringing it up again from time to time, just overall. So I mentioned this in the minisode last week, but I wanted to get your input for it because you've seen pretty much the game at this point. Like,
right, yeah.
I was talking about kind of thinking out loud last week and wanted to see what you thought here. So, you know, Yuji Horii, like the team behind this game, asked people not to do spoilers for in-game, post-game until after like January 31st, right?
Right.
And yeah. So we made like a conscious decision to hold off on discussing these final parts of the game until after that because we wanted to honor their wishes. I'm confused because I've never felt like anything like the massive spoiler I thought was at the halfway point in the game whenever it jumps through and you see like the ending of DQ4 and all that where Sorrow turns full-blown evil. Like, mm-hmm. That was kind of the biggest spoiler I thought in the whole game, and that's at the middle of the game. So then the rest of this end game right here, and then, you know, the heroes showing up right before the doll fight, there is that little tidbit, but, like, there's nothing really else. And so I was, like, I was expecting there to be some kind of, like, earth-shattering reveal either right here at the end or, like, at the in the post-game, and there just isn't. But do you feel that way, too? Like, is it weird that we had to hold spoilers for, like, 2 months?
Yeah, the only thing that I could think of was getting to the point where I am was, since I haven't seen the actual ending of it, I'm going to assume that Sorrow becomes the king of the monsters. That he's going to defeat Papa Monster and become king of the monsters, and then they're going to live their happy monster lives doing their happy monster thing forever.
And I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to spoil it for you, but okay.
Like, that's what I'm assuming.
Okay.
And so, it's a fairly simple story. So it's, you know, like we said, of course the big bad is going to be his dad. That's what it's working toward. But what I thought was just the spoiler was right before Dolph, the party comes in, like the heroes party from DQ4. And they start working together to beat Dolph and hold off all the monsters. So while you get in, they hold off all the monsters while you get in to beat Dolph and your dad, Randolph. And I just like figured that was what it was, that they actually showed up and have these as characters, not characters that you can play, but have the voices and have the hero show up, have Solo show up. Oh my God, all of them. That they have voices and Tornico and all of this and. Like, was that it? Was that why they wanted us to hold off?
I don't know. I mean,
that was all I could think of.
It shows those characters earlier in the game, and some of them at least talk earlier in the game,
too. Yeah, I mean, all I could think of was that you're all working on the same side.
I don't know. This is a minor spoiler for you, but after you beat Dolph, there is a part where Solo is like, I'll get you one day or whatever, and then just they turn away and leave while you run into the castle to go beat up your dad. But yeah, I don't know. There was like... I'm not sure what I was expecting, but the fact that they asked to hold off on spoilers like that when they didn't for other games, like, I don't remember that ever being a thing for, like, DQ Builders 2, for instance. And so I was just kind of like, this was weird, but maybe I just missed a finer detail somewhere. I don't know, but
the only other thing was, like, maybe all the elves turned into golems? Like, that was a story beat I didn't expect, that the elves were golems and that you've been, like, killing all the elves this entire time.
There's some stuff with elves, yeah, in the post-game, and there's the Wispwood that you unlock and everything, and you go through, and you do, like, there's, like, four bosses, and there's, like, a little area and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, but like you say, it's still a very simple story. I mean... Right. I think it's a good story. I really like the story in DQ Monsters 3, but it is, at the end of the day, it is pretty simple story, you know, A, B, C, all the way to Z kind of plot. And so, I don't know. I mean, I really enjoyed this game. I talked about last week about how I still haven't 100% of the Monsterpedia, but like I sank a lot of time into this game, and it's probably one of those that I'll come back for. Would like to see some like new DLC expansion, something or other announced for it. I think that would be cool and give some more longevity to the game. So we'll find out, but yeah, I really liked this one a whole lot.
Yeah, I really enjoy this game. I hope that there's DLC for it that expands on a lot of this stuff, that we get more monsters, more cool stuff to play with. And like, I don't know, I haven't looked up a lot of spoilers on what the X ranks and everything are. Like, I know, can you get, so tell me yes or no on this, because I'll probably look it up later anyway, if you don't, but Malrok from DQ Builders 2. Can you get human Malrok in your party?
No, I don't think you can get human. You can get
No.
Malroth from DQ2,
Malrok.
but
Malrok is from our book.
you can't get Mal. If there's a human Malroth, I don't have it. But I mean, I haven't 100%ed the Monsterpedia, but
Yeah.
I don't know of a human Malroth. No.
But yeah,
There are some, like, quote unquote human monsters, but.
Right.
No, I don't think so. I need to go back to this game too. I haven't actually touched it in quite a few weeks now, just because I've been busy with other things. But yeah, I don't think so. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's one of the ones I was looking forward to if they had done it, because I love that game so much.
Yeah,
But
for sure. Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Remember, you can chat with us at Dragon Quest FM on Twitter or Blue Sky. And you can also support this podcast over at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And if you want to talk to me individually, I'm over on Twitter and Blue Sky at DragonQuestin.
And I'm on Twitter at Professor Beach, same as Threads and Instagram. And I have not been on Blue Sky for very long at all, but I'm there at BJ Keaton. So I remember also that we have a Patreon that you can go to at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM, and we will love you forever.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.